Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hello, I'm Michelle Edwards, a member of First Lutheran, and today I'm reading from chapter 11 in the Gospel of Mark, verses 15 through 25. Then they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling and those who were buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. He was teaching and saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?" And when the chief priests and the scribes heard it, they kept looking for a way to kill him, for they were afraid of him, because the whole crowd was spellbound by his teaching. And when evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. When Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly, I tell you, if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe what you say will come to pass, it will be done for you. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses." Today's passage is a fairly short one, yet there are three powerful messages that jump out at me when I read it. One, our Jesus, the gentle good shepherd, the teacher who taught the value of meekness and humility, the loving Savior who laid down his life without a fight, is also God Almighty, powerful and righteous and holy. Sometimes it's easy to overlook the powerful Jesus. We tend to focus on the kindness and compassion that were so much a part of his interactions with people. Yet he was a carpenter by trade, and he spent years walking all over the country preaching and teaching. Both take a lot of physical strength. And he had even more strength of character. When he went to the temple and began chasing out all the merchants, notice that the text doesn't say anything about anyone else helping him. He did it all by himself, and nobody stopped him. He was one man against probably dozens, and they fled before him. Two, there's a message that faith is a powerful thing. We see throughout the Gospels that Jesus told person after person that their faith had healed them, made it possible for them to be free of whatever ailment they were suffering. Jesus said that faith could even move mountains, and that whatever we ask of God in prayer, in faith, it's ours. It's hard to imagine a more powerful claim. Do you have faith that God is listening to your prayers? That he will answer them? A faith that can move mountains can change attitudes. It can change circumstances. It can meet any need. If only we can believe. And third, the final verse in our passage for today is such an important one. Jesus said that when we pray, when we talk to God, we need to forgive. We need to forgive the wrongs done to us. We need to let go of anything we're holding against someone else. Does this mean that there's no justice for someone who wrongs us, who hurts or harms us? No, I don't think that's what Jesus meant at all. I think he said that we need to forgive for two reasons. The first is that if we harbor grievances or grudges towards someone else for what they've done to us, it probably hurts us more than them. Anger and bitterness like that will eat a person up from the inside out. We need to forgive so that we can heal. Secondly, we can hardly expect God to grant us a forgiveness we did not earn when we refuse to do the same for someone else. Jesus was quite blunt. If we want our own sins forgiven, we need to forgive the sins of others. Let's pray. Lord God, help us to recognize the many sides of you and of your beloved Son. The love and the power, the compassion and the holiness, the mercy and the justice. Teach us to grow in faith and remind us to forgive others the way you forgive us. Amen.